This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I cannot remember a more polarizing draft when it comes to quarterbacks and analysts, media, Browns fans.
Yeah.
Than this one. Driving in this morning to the station, I was trying to, maybe the Carson Wentz draft back in 2016.
Yeah, where the Browns traded out.
Where they had number two and they traded out. They punted on Wentz. Hindsight being 2020, it was actually the right call.
Looked miserable, right? In the beginning.
Right. Oh yeah. I mean, the fact that the Browns went to Philadelphia and Wentz put the boots to him in the season opener.
Well, and
there
was a Pro Bowler early, and right. Then they made it to the Super Bowl, even though he wasn't. It was Nick Foles that won the Super Bowl. Yeah, there's a lot there.
Right. But I think that is the closest I can think as far as the intensity of the debate. Should they? Shouldn't they? Mm-hmm. Are these guys worth it? Are they not worth it? That's my comp.
So there's a perfect storm of this to really make what I think is wonderful sports talk radio, but it's the perfect storm of, if you live on the idea that you don't think Shador and Cam are good enough, you can have your reasons and let them be valid. Neither quarterback is perfect. They're far from perfect. But if you also fall on the idea of quarterback is the most important position, you have to take stabs, you have to take as many bites at the apple as you possibly can, you're also not wrong in that assessment either. And what I do love is the idea that in a not great draft in general, if they are the 10th and 11th best players on the whole entire draft board, it's the perfect amount for someone to say, someone like yourself, to be like, hey, at number two, I need to be more impressed. I need generational talent. I need someone that is going to be what Caleb Williams was coming out, what Trevor Lawrence was coming out, what Andrew Luck was, what Peyton Manning was. It doesn't mean they have their careers. Right. It means the expectations when you draft them. Where then, again, the other side of this, it is not unreasonable for somebody else to sit in my corner where I live, my neck of the woods, where I'm like, hey, if you're waiting for the perfect prospect to come and knock on your doorstep at number two, by the way, you're going to be waiting a really long time. It doesn't just happen that way. And yeah, some parts about Shador, I think both sides have to admit. Although, yes, he's wildly accurate, and there are things I love about Shador Sanders' game. Shador needs to be in the right spot in order to have success. So again, we can go back to the flip side of this as well.
Right.
If you believe the Browns are an absolute dumpster fire and you don't think we're set up to even have someone like Shador, very reasonable to be like, you don't have the offensive line right now in order to have him have success. You don't have the skill position players to have him have success. I can listen to that argument. But why he's so polarizing is that for each tug and pull you have, there's a good argument here, there's a good argument here, and there's a good argument here.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but it's not. So what's fascinating, though, is that like last year with the Bears and Caleb Williams, and I went back and looked at it, Chicago radio had to scream telling Bears fans, you're done with Justin Fields. Now you have to take Caleb Williams. And it was not an easy decision for a lot of people, even though it should have been. Sometimes even the slam dunks are hard to get across for a lot of fans. Because ultimately, I don't think people like change a lot of the times. But with the Browns, they need to have forced change on their hands when it comes to the quarterback position.
Here's another tentacle to this as well. Is, okay, fine. Let's say they end up with either one of these kids, right? Are the Browns mature enough as an organization to recognize when to hit the eject button if it doesn't work, right? To your point, yes, you have to take stabs at it, right? Got to take some chances in the hopes you're, as long as you don't have the guy, you got to keep looking for him, right?
Yeah.
But are they mature enough to realize that it'll be time to move on if it's not working out? Or are they going to force feed it and sell it and try and make it work when everyone in the world can see, yeah, no, it's not working?
Well, so on that point, too, I think we have earlier expectations on these quarterbacks than we ever have. And maybe that's Joe Burrow going to the Super Bowl early. Maybe that's... Go ahead, tell me.
Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl on his first contract before he got paid.
Right.
Well,
he also sat out his whole entire first season, though. But like Jaden Daniels, there's a lot of quarterbacks that have worked very early on.
The formula in the NFL now is, fairly or unfairly, is that you, by having the rookie quarterbacks on those rookie contracts, you have your cap space that you can spend on the roster around them.
Right.
So the pressure is in those first 5 years to get your winning program in place so that when it becomes time to pay said quarterback in his second contract, not a lot of work needs to be done on the roster, and you can just hit the ground running. Look at the Commanders right now with Jaden Daniels.
But we used to look at Buffalo
with Josh Allen. Look at Lamar Jackson in the Ravens.
Well, no, Josh Allen's a little bit different.
Joe Burrow in the Bengals. Joe Burrow got to a Super Bowl on his first contract.
Josh Allen, we took until year three to get there, though. And like we used to have more time with these guys. You did. Dak Prescott was a great example of this. And yes, he was taken in the fourth round because he had a D-dub and his draft stock just completely plummeted. But he was someone that year three to year four is when he took a massive leap. And it used to be considered that was the expectation. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't begrudge the Browns if they looked at it after a year. There's a million routes you can go with this. You can say after 1 year, you're Josh Rosen, and we're going to throw you out like your old Chinese food. Or you can look at it and say, maybe you are like a Josh Allen, and we have the expectation you're going to get better and better.
But there's just so much pressure on these kids coming out right away to jump in and transform these franchises.
For sure.
And I have too many questions about whether Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders are capable of stepping in at 76 Lugosa Boulevard and changing the franchise. I don't think either one of them are ready for that right now.
Well, what I think is so interesting is that we talk about how polarizing this is, and I played with the idea that everyone's firmly entrenched in their camps. I came in today knowing you're going to be anti-quarterback at number two. I'm going to be pro-quarterback at number two. Let's have ourselves a day, kids. You know, let's figure it out. But what's fascinating is that, so Ken and Anthony this morning, Ken is starting to reverse course. Ken and Anthony both have been in the take a quarterback at two camp, and I just thought this was interesting. Here we go.
You're getting upset because you think I'm getting cold feet. I think I'm just trying to figure out if this is the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right move that this organization needs to make.
Well, remember,
I have to examine all sides. I tell them to take Shedeur Sanders because I think that Shedeur Sanders can be good.
Yeah, I think he can be good too.
But sitting here with you every day, you don't. I don't think you
yes,
do.
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you.
I do. I told you the day after the college football season ended that I was there.
I think you could. I think you only think he can be good because he plays quarterback. I'm starting to get cold feet.
I can tell.
And Daryl, this is why people...
Ken clearly not ready to say I do.
No, people have, for a week and a half, said, Jonathan, when are you going to take your victory lap? You've been on this for 2 months. You've been talking about Shedeur Sanders as if he's your second child. Well, when are you going to start taking victory laps about this man? I said, not now. Now's not the time. Because I do think there is some room for some people that have gotten on in the previous week and a half to once again hop off. We've both been doing this long enough to see how this goes. This all goes in waves. There's going to be a stretch 2 weeks from now, I promise you, Daryl, where I'll be looking like the idiot forever thinking the Browns should take a quarterback at number two.
I look forward to that day, by the way.
It's way too early in that. It felt like it happened like 2 weeks ago, by the way. Like 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, man, I ordered the Shedeur Sanders jersey from China that's coming in with the Browns. Like, this is going to be, I'm going to look like an idiot with this thing on.
Is it Sanders with the number two on it?
Yeah, number two. I went number two, which didn't work out for Caleb, by the way, because a lot of people had the wrong number for Caleb, but that's neither here nor there. It's not going to go great. And then it was like a 2 week flurry that we've been on riding this Shedeur roller coaster that I think a month from now we'll probably revert back. 2 weeks from now, we'll revert back. And we're just going to go ping ponging back and forth between what's right and what's wrong.
We've already reached silly season. The fact that people went absolutely bonkers when that video surfaced yesterday of Shedeur saying he likes to be the Browns in Madden.
Yeah.
Like, listen. Being a member of the Cleveland Browns is a hell of a lot easier in a video game than it is actually being a member of the Cleveland Browns. Let's be honest about it. And especially if you're a quarterback. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't play video games, but I can see where
let's
you're going.
Way.
Do you play video games?
No. The Cleveland Browns, though, are much more successful in the video game than they are actually on the field.
I think you can make them as successful as you want to be, right? Like,
right.
Max won like 10 Super Bowls in a row with the Browns.
Have you?
No, I'm making that up completely.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea if he even plays. It just looked like the type of guy that would be on like one of those
NCAA
streaks that would win like 7 national titles with Toledo.
He looks like one of them gamer kids.
Yeah, are you a gamer kid?
I'm totally stereotyping here, and I'm not ashamed of it.
I play some games every now
and
then.
Yeah, you play some games.
You win?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's like, you know,
how many Super Bowls have you won with the Browns and Madden?
I haven't played Madden in a little bit, though.
Okay.
Just microtransactions and everything like that just bog it down completely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really hate being a GM, huh?
No, I don't mind. I like the franchise mode, but it's just everything else like surrounding the game just drags down the quality of the game.
You're allowed to try and show up Andrew Berry in your video game. It's okay.
Yeah, take that,
yeah,
Andrew
sure.
Berry. I traded for 7 Pro Bowl wide receivers. What did you do as you get drunk at 3 in the morning and just make every roster move that makes sense to you?
Well, I mean, let's see.
You.
We had a homeless dude tell Jimmy to draft Johnny. So, I don't know. You could probably walk in there and say, hey, I'm really good on Madden running my team.
Daddy's back.
Mark in Cleveland up next. What's up, Mark?
Hey, fellas, man. Jonathan, I got to agree with you, man. I mean, Darryl, what are you saying that dropping a QB is going to set us back unlike another player at that position?
If you get it wrong, it sets you back 3 to 5 years.
It didn't set back the Cardinals.
No, not no more, man. Yeah, back in the day when you had those guys signing those big contracts, but if you can pay attention lately, you can get rid of that quarterback like San Francisco and a lot of other teams, the Cardinals, right after you draft them if you want to do something. So that's a false claim that the quarterback don't set you back anymore. And, I mean, if we fall in at number two, you have to take a draft a quarterback now because it won't be no next year for this regime. If they don't get it right and they fall up in the top 5 of this draft next year, they're out of here. They're going to have to go ahead and get a quarterback, the foundation of the team, and move forward. And Shedeur is a good guy to do that. Look at his father. I look at the lineage, man.
They went 3-14 and kept their jobs. I think they're feeling pretty safe right now.
No, because of the year they had before, and they just signed those contracts, and it'll look foolish to go ahead and fire those guys this year. But next year is going to be a whole other thing, I believe. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Thanks, Mark. Good call, and not just because you agree with everything I say. That's not what makes it
a good
call.
Exactly how this works. exactly how this works.
Daryl, it never works out this way for me. We got to take the wins when we can. All right, more with wins. Daryl's got something spicy for you guys in quick hits. It happens in 6 minutes next right here on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.